This is the problem. Take a pair of scales of the old-fashioned...
When people talk about food, nutrition, changing body weight and calories, there's a huge chunk of information to absorb. And one of the big issues, at least for some people, is how many calories there are in alcohol. We can blame part of the confusion on a book that way back in 1964 sold 2.5 million copies. That book, enticingly called The Drinking Man's Diet, told us that we could drink alcohol, reduce carbohydrates, and lose weight all at the same time. And then the low-carb Atkins diet appeared in 1972, and it told us that low-carb meant healthy. And just recently, ads have been popping up telling us, presumably for our own dietary good, that some alcohols are low-carb or no-carb. So, not surprisingly, the myth is rampant that if you really want to enjoy a few drinks but not put on weight, you should drink vodka because it has no carbs and therefore has no calories. But while it is true that the word vodka comes from the Russian word voda, meaning water, it is 100% guaranteed that vodka has more calories than water. We humans have been brewing and guzzling alcohol for at least 7,000 years. But fermentation can get you a maximum alcohol level of only about 15%. If you want more than 15%, you have to use distillation, which involves gently heating the fermented liquid. Distillation can lift the alcohol content to 50% or higher, and it relies on the fact that alcohol boils at a lower temperature than water. Vodka, which is around 40 to 50% alcohol, probably came from Russia in the 14th century. It's often neutral in taste, with nearly all of the natural flavours of the raw material, such as potatoes, removed during distillation, and no extra flavours added. So a typical glass of vodka is roughly half water and half alcohol, and definitely contains no carbohydrates. This is quite different from beer, which does have carbohydrates, and we all know that beer has calories. So does this mean that because vodka has no carbohydrates, it has no calories? Well, to understand the answer, you need to know a little biochemistry. In general, our calories in the food that we eat usually come from three types of molecules: fats, proteins, and carbohydrates. Fats, proteins, and carbohydrates all are made from atoms of carbon, hydrogen, and oxygen, while proteins have extra nitrogen atoms added. These three different food molecules share, from the point of view of calories, an important structural feature. They each have carbon atoms joined to each other and other atoms by chemical bonds. There is significant potential energy stored in each of these bonds because it takes energy to force atoms to link up with each other. Now, when you eat food, your gut liberates this energy. And while fats, proteins, and carbohydrates have similar structures, they do have some differences, so they release differing amounts of energy. It works out that proteins and carbohydrates give you 4 calories per gram, while fats are more than twice as energy dense, 9 calories per gram. Now here's the rub. While alcohol is not included in the basic food groups, it still has calories. In fact, it is closer to fat than carbohydrates, with 7 calories in each gram. A shot of vodka, 30 grams, has 15 grams of water, which is 0 calories, and 15 grams of alcohol, which is 105 calories. A glass of wine has 5 grams of carbohydrates, 20 calories, and 13 grams of alcohol, 91 calories, giving you a total of 111 calories. Regular beer has 13 grams of carbohydrates, that's 52 calories, and 14 grams of alcohol, 98 calories, giving you 150 calories. And the new low-carb beers are virtually identical to the old light beers. a total of about 100 calories with about 3 grams of carbs. That's 12 calories. So, in general, your standard alcoholic drink carries about 100 to 150 calories, about 5 to 10% of your required daily calorie intake. And there are even more calories if you add sweeteners and creams. On the other hand, if you have a few vodkas, the worry about banging on more weight is quickly dispelled by your increased lightheadedness.
What does it mean? Why is it so?